Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AM 1020, KDKA Radio. I'm reminded off the top of my head of the song Yesterday. Yesterday. And I wasn't a huge Beatles fan. I'm not going down that road. But yesterday I was on the air. It was the regular Saturday evening version of Crotopia. And it was oddly nice. And it's nice to be nice to the nice. Frank Burns taught us that years ago. It was nice. We didn't talk about the stress-inducing parts of the ongoing worldwide story. We talked about being thankful. I talked about what I have learned about myself over the last week. So, at least now, you may have hated it if you were listening. Which, by the way, you can listen to. It's posted on a podcast. I'll explain that a little bit later. It's on my Facebook stuff. But it had like a what was the guy's name? Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy kind of vibe. Just a little bit. And it was nice. And I went home and I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Made it through one more day. Huh. And I did something. When I got home, get your minds out of the gutter. I did something when I got home that I told you not to do. And I realized I was being a hypocrite. What I told you, and I had done it this past week, every once in a while, when the bubbles start to come over the edge of the pot in your brain, kettle. Not to upset drug people. Every once in a while, you need to. What did I tell you last night? Put the phone down. Put the candle back. I told you, you got to come up with a mental, just a gulp of air. Every once in a while, a catfish, right? And I didn't do what I told you to do. I went home. And after I got home, instead of following my advice, I picked up my phone. And I think for most people, that's where your world comes to you, right? I picked up my phone. And I got all wound up again. So, that's today. The stuff that's been getting us wound up, maybe it'll work as a purge, like a cleanse. If we all talk about it, maybe we'll be a little bit less twitched up about it. Last night was beautiful. Last night, because I picked up my phone afterwards, went from beautiful to Pollyanna in the extreme. And I know people are going to be wound up, and I understand, and that's how I'm going to look at it. Because when I picked up my phone last night, I got wound up. Because the first thing I saw, and seriously, if this story is the first thing you see, it startles you the rest of the night, even if you do go to puppies and, you know, kittens playing with dominoes. The first story that I see is the Justice Department has requested that Congress says, hey, those annoying constitutional rights, can we put those over somewhere else just for a little bit, just for a little bit, just for a little bit? Justice Department has quietly asked Congress for the ability to ask chief judges to detain people indefinitely without trial. You want me to read it again? Detain people indefinitely without trial during these emergencies. Well, which is it? If it was an emergency, why aren't there masks? See, if you had a bunch of masks and we knew it was going to be an emergency, you might be able to swing that argument. Well, it's not an emergency in terms of helping people stay alive, but it's an emergency in terms of being able to lock them up. Okay. The request spans several stages of the legal process, from initial arrest to how cases are processed and investigated. For all of the people that are getting all manner of wound up, and I say, no, don't get wound up, don't get wound up. Okay, this one, get wound up, please, while you can. The Department of Justice, that phrase gets more and more nauseating every time we go down the road. The Department of Justice proposed that Congress grant the Attorney General, that dude, power to ask the chief judge of any district court to pause court proceedings whenever the district court is fully or partially closed by virtue of any natural disaster, civil obedience. In other words, we're going to hang on to you until we can get to you. On terms of getting to you, those checks that we're going to be here next week might be a couple months now. Just a heads up on that. The proposal would also grant top judges broad authority to pause court proceedings. It would apply to any statutes of rule procedure otherwise affecting pre-arrest, post-arrest, pre-trial, trial, and post-trial. So we're going to lock you up. And none of the stuff that the Constitution, man, you remember when that last president was going to take all the guns? Boy, howdy. The Department of Justice also asked Congress to pause the statute of limitations in civil proceedings during national emergencies and for 1 year following the end of the national emergency. That's sort of like hoarding justice. The department's also wanting to change the rules of criminal procedure to expand the use of video conference hearings. All right, well, that kind of makes sense. And to let some of those hearings happen without the defendant's consent. Wait, what? Nope. You almost had me just for a second. You almost had me. Well, okay, video conference. Well, they can't be there too bad. The Department of Justice also wants Congress to specifically change the law that says, or to explicitly say, people with COVID-19 are not included among those who may apply for asylum. I'll get that in there too. All right. If you're going to get wound up, I'd think somebody going, well, these constitutional rights, we're going to hang on to those, and the dude in charge of sorting that out is Barr. Or Burr. Bar, we'll get the Burr. There's a Barr and there's a Burr now. In other news that might want to get you wound up a little bit. Now, when I say wound up, I don't mean frothing at the mouth. I'm saying pay attention to what's going on. And it's important to pay attention to what's going on because two things are going on. One, the Department of Justice says, hey, these constitutional rights. Okay. There's important news on your phone. There is. There's also examples of lunacy on your phone. An example? Well, here you go. In Okeechobee County, Florida, a county commissioner said that you can treat this by inhaling on a hairdryer. Oh, my God. And I this is a quote, okay? His name's Bryant Culpepper of the Okeechobee Culpeppers. Quote. Side note. This is a county commissioner. This isn't somebody living in a hut down at the end of the beach, occasionally showing up to work to rent out quad runners to the tourists. This is a county commissioner. Quote. One of the things that was pointed out in this interview with one of the foremost doctors who has studied the coronavirus said that the nasal passages and the nasal membranes are the coolest part of the body. That's why the virus tends to go there until it becomes hot, healthy enough to go to the lungs. This sounds really goofy, and it did to me too, but it works. I said, how do you get the temperature up to 136 degrees? The answer was, if you use a blow dryer. You hold a blow dryer up to your face and you inhale through your nose, and it kills all the viruses in your nose. The aristocrats. Normally, now these aren't normal times, I understand. Normally, that would be more than enough to have 4 hours of discussion, which I'm going to do today, and you are if you jump in. I'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020 or kdkaradio.com if you'd like to email. Call or text that number. Normally, that'd be enough, don't you think? No. Later, there's a business owner that is making sure he stays open, and the rationale is his wife had a dream. 866-391-1020. I'm not making that up. The owner of Hobby Lobby isn't going to close the stores. In the same email or in the same letter that he told everybody about his wife's dream, I really want her name to be Sheena, and it's not going to be. Oh, Barbara is the prayer warrior today. That title takes on a much different meaning than I ever imagined. We're at a war with the latest virus. In her quiet prayer time, Barbara, the Lord put on Barbara's heart three profound words. He's staying open and saying, yeah, we might have to tighten the belt also. And he's staying open. The three words. Guide, guard, and groom. 866-391-1020. Don't call and say I'm not a Christian. Dude, no. I grew up a Christian, Southern Baptist. I believe in God. I believe that's lunacy on an epic scale. And I believe also that's the dude that got busted for possession of stolen religious artifacts. Yeah. Okay. The people that called last night and wanted a hellfire and brimstone show, ta-da, it's Crotopia. It is a Sunday afternoon edition, 866-391-1020, or kdkaradio.com. It's very simple, and we're reacting to the social symptoms, but it's very simple. It comes down to one premise. It comes down to one question. I will tell you what they are next on KDKA. AM 1020, it is KDKA Radio, it is the voice of Pittsburgh. I already know what is going to be in my email. Hey, it won't be there tomorrow morning, but it'll be there lunchish. That's when it's going to show up. I already know what the email is in general going to say is, so, were you a little wound up on the show yesterday? Signed, your boss. I will preemptively answer that email. Yep. when people are saying, you know, shove a hair dryer in your face, that fixes it. And these people are in charge of anything. Yep. I've turned into the grizzled old newscaster. I've had all I can stand and I can't stand no more. The guy, I think, Kansas, the commissioner in Kansas that said he wasn't as worried about it. And the reason was there aren't very many Chinese people where he lives. Yep. When the owner of a business says he's not going to shut down because his wife had a dream and God talked to her. Yep. I'm quiet right now because there is a stream of expletives that are running through my head, and I don't, you know, we don't need that. He's already going to have enough to ask me about in the email. In the same letter that he said, God told Barbara it's going to be groovy, so we're going to stay open. He also said, yeah, and there's going to be some belt tightening too. Really? There's not a mad rush for sparkle paint? Guide, guard, and groom. Guard what? Guard the paper mache how-to videos? Or guard the people. This points out what it comes down to at its base, most elemental root existence. And we've got multiple examples of what I'm talking about. Money. People. Which one is more important to you? Is it money? Or is it people? It's no more confusing than that. Somebody, one of the, I don't even remember which one at this point. I told you I should have never picked up my phone last night. One of the administration people, something basically came at, it said, you can't shut down the entire economy because of this. And that was really, really, really honest. Because it pointed out that there are people that it's not about people, it's about money. The insider trading story. Here's the saving grace of the insider trading story. The insider trading story isn't one group did it and the other group can scream. Both groups allegedly, reportedly did it. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee called for an investigation. There are Republicans that are named in this. There are Democrats in the name. There's one lady whose husband runs the New York Stock Exchange. And they all, at least according to the charts, knew stuff, or at least made trades and stock moves looking like they knew stuff was about to hit the fan, and they were in on private discussions as part of their job. And that's against the law. People, well, that's not against the law. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Stock Act of 2012. One of the guys in 2012 that was really, 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 really against it is one of the guys that just allegedly did it. And it's going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger on both sides. And these are people, and you, whatever your personal opinion is, which is more important, people or money, that's cool. That's your trip. If money's more important to you than human lives, that can be your trip. I don't want you in charge of anything. I don't want you in charge. I certainly don't want you getting inside information, because that, seemingly, is a straight-up example of people got told there was about to be danger. They not only didn't say there was danger, they got in line with the hoax business and off to the side, got a little something on the side. All right? That's not tough decision, humanity or money. That's actively saying, screw humanity, let's talk money. So Told you, last night was so much more fun than today's going to be. Katie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.